Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that because all Scripture was written for our admonition, what is written then in Joel applies to us now, in this day. Follow along as we continue there today. Be it our pride, feelings of intellect, or our plain old feelings of emotion. Hence, the last days church seems to be less holy and not a place to meet with God in righteousness and true holiness to get direction. Because it's become more of a place that's about ourselves instead of God. We're going there for good luck. He's not a good luck charm. You know, I wonder if even those people that are in the nursery, not the workers, the babies, have as much spiritual sense as some of the people that have been in church for many years. You wonder. Now, this is sounding out, this trumpet here in verse 15, in order to turn the tide. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16 through 19, yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Now, some people say, Pastor, that's a poor choice of words, turn the tide. And no, you can't turn the tide. Well, I would still like to turn the tide from judgment beginning at the house of God because Christians get right with God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? And the reason they're ungodly and they're sinners that are unsaved, they appear at that white throne judgment, but it's because the local church lost its power in its witness. Now, there are a lot of people make professions in many areas. And making professions not always meaning that they got saved. Now, he says, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Now, remember, it was written for our admonition. All Scripture. Okay? So, as the centuries of time passed, we saw in verses 1 through 11 of our text, the time of the tribulation. We saw the coming of the Lord at the end of the tribulation. And we told you that verses 12 through 18 talks of the reactions that we should have as a result. Yet this is Joel and primarily pertains to Israel. But again, remember, this is written for our admonition. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6 and verse 11. So it does pertain to us. Now, what we also must remember is that the grace of God has always existed in every age. If it weren't for the mercies of the Lord, we'd all be consumed, Lamentations 3 lets us know, verse 22. That's God's grace. The ages of man, whether it's pre-fall, followed by the fall, the flood, after the flood, the patriarchal period, followed by the law with its sacrifices in the land of Israel, and then the church age. And we who got saved are priests of God. But just understand, we get saved by grace, but we also live the Christian life by God's grace. He designed it. We need to live it according to His Word. And we must learn, just as Israel, as they were warned, and they didn't heed, and hence they lost their land for nearly 2,000 years. So the local church is warned today that although He will preserve a remnant, it may only be a remnant at the rapture. But you see, so much today is calling for the Lord to remove the candlestick of the local churches across our land. And that's a shame. That really is. That's a shame. It's a bad shame. Judgment begins at the house of God. Israel was called to bring about a solemn assembly. And we too are called to repent. If we are going to turn the tide of God's judgment in America, and particularly on the house of God, because judgment begins at the house of God. And let me tell you this. We will need to sanctify a fast. Now, the idea here is of the purifying, which calls for the confession of sin. Now, Daniel did this in Daniel chapter 9. Listen to his prayer here in verses 3 through 6 of Daniel 9. And this is the great prophet, Daniel, that we'd say a great prophet, great man of God. Daniel's prayer says, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, and prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him, and to them that keep His command. We have sinned." He didn't say my country has sinned. He says we included Himself. He included Himself. And He's letting them know, when He says we have sinned, it wasn't God's fault, it was their own. He says, "We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precept, from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings and princes and our fathers, and to all the peoples of the land." You know, I mentioned earlier in this session of men that came to me, and they said it's something that a similar, a lot of people say, "Well, I've sinned, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I did that, it was wrong, but hey, we all do wrong." And that was the attitude of them. And their lives have shown since they never repented. You know, I so want to forgive those men. I so want to forgive people who do that. I have often since then, people come to me and there's something there and they've done something wrong. I said, "Well, I would expect an apology without making an excuse for your sin." But the apology belongs to God. And you know, I've had to do the same thing. I've had to go to people. I just recently had to go to somebody and say, "Look, I said this and I was wrong. Please forgive me. I said I should not have said that. I didn't make an excuse. didn't tell somebody that it was, I wouldn't have done it if they had done this. I wouldn't have done it if they hadn't that. No. Went to them and said it was wrong. I've had to do that more than once over the years. And I'm sure that if I don't get raptured soon and we're still left here, that it'll happen again. And I'm not proud of that. But doesn't what we just read from Daniel's prayer, doesn't that sound like America? But the fast that he calls is not what we think of. See, we say, well, don't eat. Say some prayers, and it may bring some good luck. No, 1,000 times no. This is confession of sin, which must begin on the inward man, and know that it deserves the outpoured, judging, chastening hand of God upon him. My friend, that's why they called some of these men back. They said they that were on their honeymoons basically were to come back. Nursing mothers, small children. It was important for all of them to come back. God saw this thing as quite important, very important. It was very important to him. And so, he lets them know. We've sinned. We've committed iniquity. Been wicked, rebellious, departing continually from the precepts and judgments is the idea there. My friend, He didn't let up, and he was including himself. We look at this country with its morals, with its modesty. You ever see how people dress, even going to church now? Ladies, their skirts too short. They're showing parts of the top that only their husband should see. Men come to church thinking the best God deserves is a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Well, we can't judge them about the way they dress. You know, those same people would get upset if I did their daughter's wedding in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt or their mother's funeral. I don't buy what they're saying. They're lying to themselves, but they think they can convince everybody else. And unfortunately, a lot of people get convinced about that because they're biblically ignorant, because they're not daily in the Word, meditating on it, and following it. But that's not enough. They don't hearken to the servants of God who preach in his name, warning the people of judgment to come. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 33 and verses 30 through 33. Now, these are people that Ezekiel has been preaching to.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.